So guys, we be taking this source from Toropia. So we're doing the top 10 tourist attractions in Greece. So we'll be counting backwards.
So okay guys, we'll be counting backwards. So here's it. Greece is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world, with over 60 inhabited islands. 60 inhabited islands. Historic sites and span of millennia, and idyllic beaches and towering mountain range. There is a wide variety of tourist attractions in Greece to explore. And despite the depth of crisis with credit downgrades and protests by day, Greece as a travel destination is popular than it's ever been. You hear me? Than it's ever been. As popular than it's ever been. So, here we go. Starting at number 10 is Mount Athos. Looking at this picture, we really like this picture. I like it. Trevor, what do you think about it?
It's beautiful. The mountains, the buildings, and everything else is just so pretty.
So guys, if you want me to visit Greece next year, make sure to follow me on Instagram and tell me if you want me to start a YouTube channel. Anyways, let's get into this. Number 10 is Mount Athos. Mount Athos is a mountain. Is a mountain and a peninsula in the north Greece. The peninsula, the easternmost leg of the larger Halkidetic Peninsula, housed some 1,400 monks in 20 Eastern Orthodox monasteries and an autonomous state under Greek sovereignty. Entries the Mount Athos is strictly controlled and over male allowed. Only male is allowed to enter. That is very sexist. Only males is allowed to enter. Anyways, number 9 is Mistras. Mistras. Looking at this picture of Mistras, I think I like the old. I am very into castles and architecture. Shama, what do you think about this?
Well, I'm not into the castles and stuff, so I don't know. I don't really know. But this looks very old. So, yeah.
So, situated near ancient Sparta, Mistras served the capital of Peloponnesus in the 14th and 15th century, ruled by a relative of the Byzantine Empire. The site remained inhabited throughout the Ottoman period, but was abandoned in 1832, leaving only the breathtaking medieval ruins standing in a beautiful landscape. So number 8 is Lindus. It's a very big castle with a beach on the side. I think Shema will be into this one. Are you into it?
Like really? Look at this beach. It's so pretty. It's so crystal clear.
But it doesn't sound that much. But anyways, let's continue. So Lindus is a medieval village on the island of Rhodes. That is made, Rhodes, I pronounce it like that, it's R-H-O-D-E-S. That is made up of a network of cobbled streets and whitewashed houses. Above the town, rising in the apocalypse of Lindus, offering spectacular views of the surrounding harbors and coastline. Lindus Beach and St. Paul's Beach are only a short distance from the town center. Only a short distance. So Samara George. It's a very beautiful landscape. Can you go down, please? It's a very beautiful landscape. I think Shamel is very into beaches and landscape. I think he's into this one. Shamel, come on, get up here and talk.
So, I would say 9 out of 10 because it looks very hot right there.
Very hot. A good one. Go control the board. So, Samara Gorge is 16 kilometers, 10 miles, long canyon in the southeast Greece. Walking the Samara Gorge is extremely popular, and more than 250,000 tourists do so each year. The walk takes up to 4 to 7 hours and passes through the forests of the ancient Cypress. I don't know what I'm saying this right, but that's how I'm saying it. And pines. and cut between the vertical cliff through the mountain to emerge the Aiga Vellomi on the Liberian Sea, the Liban Sea. So number six is Mistress Beach. Mistress Beach. I think my brother is into this.
It looks the same like Lud. What is the name again? Like Lindus, I guess.
And go down, control the board, please. So Mistress Beach, located in the northwest of California, Kefalonia. Mistress Beach is the world famous for the magical color of the water, the blue and the conspicuous color of the sea. Contrast sharply with bright white of smooth marble pebbles on the beach. The step mountains that talk behind Mistress Beach only adds to the beauty for all those reasons. Mistress has previously been voted 12 times as the best beach in Greece. Coming up at number 5 is Delphi Theater. So let me pick up where I left off. At Delphi Theater. It's an ancient times. Delphi was the most important site in ancient Greek religion, home to the sanctuary of Hercules and of Apollo. The ancient theater of Delphi was built on a high hill, giving spectators a view of the entire sanctuary and the spectacular landscape below. It was originally built in the fourth century and could seat over 5,000 spectators. Today, it's one of the most top tourist attractions in Greece. Number 4 is Meteora. Meteora is a Kefalonia cliff, a very high cliff. And Chanel is afraid of heights.
I'm really afraid of heights, so I don't really like this one because I don't know if I will fall off, because I love going into the edge and look down, and I'm afraid of heights. I don't really know.
So Meteora. Meteora means suspended in the air. In central Greece, it's a collection of 6 monasteries, spectacular, situated on several rock pillars. The first monastery is in Meteora, was founded in the 14th century. Access to the monastery of deliberately difficult, requiring either long ladders or large nets used to haul up boat goods of people. This required quite a leap of faith. The ropes was replaced only when the Lord let them break. So number 3 is Mykonkos is very white. Kevin, do you think you will like Mykonkos?
Not really, because I don't really like, you know, clustered places. So
I like Mykonkos, it's very pretty. So Mykonkos is famed as the cosmopolitan destination among the Greek islands and widely recognized as one of the best tourist attractions in Greece. Mykonkos town square is a situated part of that. Thailand is a style with a maze of tiny streets and whitewashed steps. Lanes, step rooms. It is also known as sandy beaches and diverse, intense nightlife, as evidenced by the vast numbers of bars and nightclubs. I don't think I'll be alone in that time. Parthenon. I don't know if I'm saying it right. You can all correct me if I'm saying it wrong, but carry it down, please. The Parthenon on the Acropolis. It's one of the most famous Greek tourist attraction, and a visit to Athens is not complete without visiting the temple. The construction of the Parthenon started in 447 BC before Christ, replacing the oldest temple that was destroyed by the Persians and complete in the 1434 BC. Sorry, I was disturbed this whatever. During his long life on Patreon, Barathon was served as a temple, fortress, a church, a mosque, and even a powder magazine. Number one, drumroll please. Santorini. So Santorini is a volcanic island. So I'll be asking my brother, what does he think of Santorini? We're looking at the picture. What do you think of Santorini?
I said I don't like clustered places, but it's very pretty, blue and white, massive, so good. So yeah, and a big beach is right below it.
Yes, that beach is right below it. Anyways, carry it down please, Jamal. Santorini is a volcanic island in the Cyclades group of the Greek islands. It is famous for its dramatic views, stunning sunset, and whitewashed houses, and its very own active volcano, Fira. The capital, Santorini, is a marriage of Venetian and Cycladic architecture, whose white cobblestone streets bustle with shops, tavernas, hotels, and cafes, while clinging the edge of 400 meters, 1,300 feet high cliff. So Shama, it has an active volcano. I don't think I really like active volcanoes. I am probably afraid of volcanoes. Like, who isn't afraid of volcanoes? Who isn't? Anyways, this is the Greek top 10 attraction. I'd be asking my brother, what does he think of it? Shama, what do you think of it so far? Would you visit Greek if it was like the last place for you to visit?
Yeah.
Is that totally honest?
Yeah, like really, the beaches are crystal clear, the towns are white and blue and pretty, the temples are very pretty and beautiful, and everything else are just enormously beautiful.
I like Greece for its architecture, its culture, and its heritage. As again, if you guys want me to visit Greece, follow me on my Instagram and tell me if you want me to start a YouTube channel, please. Anyways, I like Greece because it's very cultural and heritage. It has massive beaches, great hotels. I just love Greece. But if it was the last place for me to Earth to visit, I would say kind of. I would like to visit if it was the last place that I want to visit. Time to rate Greece out of the basically we'll be rating it out of 10. So I'll be starting off with Chanel. So out of 10, what would you rate Greece?
9 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
Why not 10? Why 9?
Because the clustered places it takes off one mark, and the other places just give it 9.
I would likely say 8 out of 10 because active volcano on one of the islands. I know I can go to a different island, but that really brings me to like, yeah. And the reason why I said 8 again, because I really love Greece, but I don't know why. You know what? I just give it a 10 out of 10, alright? Just 10 out of 10. I like the cultural heritage and all those things. Yes, I like the old temples. They look very, very ahead of its time back then. I like it. I love it. And also Mithras. And also Meteora. I love Meteora, but it's too high. I'm afraid of heights. I was very afraid of heights. So yeah, Meteora was founded in the 14th century. I would like to go up on Meteora. And Mykinkos, I love Mykinkos, it's very cute. And Parytheon, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that looks very Instagram aesthetic. You know what I mean? You know what I mean if you're coming over here from Instagram aesthetic. But yes. So, guys, yeah, thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll be signing off. My name is Shamir Molly, and his is
Jamel Morley.
And see you next week.
Thank
you. So, this is a conversation segment. Out of every series, we're going to interview a new place. But so far, what I read about Greece is very, 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 very nice. I like Greece. I love Greece. Especially the culture, the history, the traditions. I love Greece. I was thinking maybe I want to travel to Greece, but probably next year. If you guys want me, go follow me on my Instagram. I literally am a travel influencer. Anyways, I would ask my, like, Shama, do you like the Greek beauty, like the beaches and those kind of things?
Yes, you already know I love beaches, so I love the paradise and the and just the beauty of everything.
Yeah, so yeah. So this is a conversation between me and my brother. So Shamel, please give us a little bit about doing Greece and like other things. Like Greece is a country, alright? 10.72 million. That's the population of Greece. That's crazy. That isn't it, Shema?
What? Yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
So that's really crazy right now. So I can't wrap my mind around that. He's like 10.72 million. Yeah. So my source is basically Google. I did my research before this. So yeah, we're still in the. We're still in the conversation center. Yes, you know, we want to talk more about it. Want to talk.
And our source is.
So after this, we'll be like talking about the top 10 tourist attraction in Greece, based off our source, Touropia. Yes, Touropia. You can go on it and check it out yourself. So yeah, it was last updated October 1, 2020. Yes, so. This shall be fun to see another person with. Jamel, want to give us a little piece? Jamel, want to give us a little piece? Like, just express yourself. What are you into?
I'm into the beaches, the fun, and everything else. And the tourist attractions, they look so fun and they look so beautiful. So, if I should give it a 10, 1 out of 10, I'll give it a 10 out of 10. That's
wow.
My opinion.
Wow. Oh, guys, do you want me to travel to Greece? If you do, if you want me to start a YouTube channel, just, yeah, you know what to do. And please go follow me on my Instagram. I'm talking like this is about to over. It's not about to over yet. So we'll be talking about our attraction in Greece. Top 10 tourist attraction now. Yeah. Welcome back. So this is Greece. We'll be talking more about Greece. So Greece, officially the Hellenic Republic, also known as Hellas, is a country located in Southeast Europe. Athens is Athens is its largest city capital, the capital city, followed by Thessaloniki, population 10.72 million in 2019.
The calling code is 30. The area is 132,000 kilometers square. The capital is Athens. The official language is Greek. Everyone knows that.
And the official language is Greek, spoken by 99% of the population. In addition, a number of non-official minority languages and some Greek dialects are spoken as well. The most common foreign language learned by Greeks are English, German, French, and Italian. History and culture of Greece is a crossroad of ideas, custom, language, and knowledge. For people in Southern Europe and Eastern Mediterranean since antiquity, Greece's cultural heritage can be described as a largely based on skillful reshaping of elements of ancient Greek imagination. Yeah. The Parthenon, one of the top Acropolis, is one of the most famous Greece tourist attraction, and visit to Athens is not complete without visiting the temple. The construction of Parthenon started in... Oh guys, this is us, the two brothers, Shamir and
Shamel,
and we brought to you live this podcast today. We be doing travel things that you see in the description, as you already know, but today we'll be covering the topic of Greece.
Why you should visit Greece?
And the top 10 attractions, so stay tuned.